Hello, mates, and welcome to the third episode of Walk and Talk featuring yours truly, Michael DeAngelis III. Today I have a very special episode, and I'm super pumped up to talk to you guys about this one. Alright, today we have a special secret guest. Some of you may know who he is, some of you may not. And here he is, Mr. Azzy Economo himself.
How's it going?
Yo, what is going on?
Very honored to be the first guest.
Yes, I asked him the other day to come on. He was super pumped up about it.
Absolutely.
He was like, man, like it means so much to come on here. And, dude, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Dude, you got to let the people know who you are. You know, some of the people listening, some of the audience, they might not know, you know, a little bit about you. I mean, I know a lot about you because you're my boy.
But other than that,
I think you definitely need to just, you know, share a little bit about you.
I'll introduce myself. So, yeah, Azzy Economo. Mm-hmm. It's A-Z-Z-I-E because no one will know how to spell it. My real name's Alex, but I got that name because my brother couldn't say Alex when he was younger. He said Azzy, so it stuck. Just, you know, left with a sound as my name. But I'm from Boston, third year at Drexel, you know, same year as you.
Mm-hmm.
Sport management major. I'm into real estate, too. Minor, of course.
Yeah, dude, that sports management major is super cool. Aren't your parents real estate, like real estate agents?
They're both real estate.
That's awesome. You want to go out there with like what they do and stuff?
I think so.
Dude, that's
sick. Might be the plan after.
Yeah,
being a real estate.
Weren't you taking like the exam for like real estate and stuff?
Yeah.
You got a call up for real estate, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Dude. I have to take the Pennsylvania license test too.
You have to take the Are you gonna be selling houses and apartments?
I'll be showing apartments in Center City.
Yo, dude, that is so cool. That is absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, all right. So, you're from Boston. Did you ever live anywhere else other than Boston, or is that your whole life?
No. I mean, I say I'm from Boston. I'm from, like, 40 minutes north of Boston. Small town.
I mean, you visit Boston a lot, don't you?
Yeah. I go home a lot.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the big dig or the big project that happened in Boston?
So let me explain.
So, like, back in the day, like, Boston had, like, all the highways above the city and, like, everything. So then what they did was, like, it was, like, a really long construction project, and they built a tunnel from like the airport, like all the way under like the lake or river or whatever it is, and then just kept building this tunnel. It's like an 8-lane like highway, like underground, and like it has cleared up pollution in the air so much there. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
So the reason I know that is because I watched a movie on engineering economics, and it was pretty cool. I learned about like how over budget they went, like. Free idiots. Like, I mean, let's put it like this: big projects like that, they always go over budget. It's just like,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So no, go ahead.
I mean, I didn't know about that. I've driven on that road though a bunch of times.
Dude, it's a crazy project because now there's so much more green in the city, and like, for me being an environmental engineer, like you know, I love the greenery. I love to dabble in some parks here and whatnot. So, Boston, you must be a Boston sports fan, I take it.
Of course. You know, huge Boston sports fan.
All right. So, you know, Celtics. Give me the rundown on everything you love.
You want the rundown?
Yeah.
All right, Celtics, greatest team in NBA history.
Okay.
Most championships.
Yeah, all right. I'm not arguing. I'm listening.
Go through a little bit of a rough patch right now.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Oh, dude, honestly... There's too many reports on that because, did you see what he said? He's like, I see July 1st. I am shit. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. And he's talking about all this stuff about being a good leader and like he wants to lead, but what is he doing? That's not how you lead a team.
That's not a leader at all.
Exactly.
But I think the Celtics, even though like people are tweeting that like Anthony Davis doesn't want to go there, I think that they probably have the best package for him and just... Celtics are a good team, you know, they're a good team in the East. I'm a Sixers fan myself, you know that. You dislike some of the players on the Sixers, but that's okay. You know, we all dislike certain players.
I also like some players on the Sixers.
You do.
Though.
You love JJ Redick.
I'm a big Shamit guy. Yeah.
You're not a big Joel guy, but
oh god.
But like let's be honest here, that's okay. I can see why people don't like him. You think he gets every call.
He does.
But he does get fouled a lot, so
he does.
If anything, he draws it. It's annoying.
It's not that he's drawing a foul, he also flops a lot.
Marcus Smart flops a lot.
Marcus Smart's not 7'2".
That's true. Okay. Good point. So speaking of leaders, I think we have to discuss Tom Brady, one of the best leaders. I'll say, in my opinion, the greatest, one of the greatest, probably the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I think it's cemented now. Definitely will be.
Dude,
after this weekend.
Honestly, I think they're going to crush the Rams.
I hope so. I'm just like hoping that the Rams don't come out. I mean, Todd Gurley comes out and like, you know, I'm hoping he doesn't come out and dominate. But
I think the offensive line completely stops their defensive line. Double team Donald, crushing Sue.
Donald is double teamed like 70% of snaps, and he still led the league in sacks this year.
I know, that's the crazy thing. He's insane. He is like, I think he is like the highest like graded defensive lineman in the league.
I'm sure he is.
And then I think it was
defensive player of the year last year.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably get it this year too. Or Khalil Mack, one of them. But so you obviously think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win.
Dude.
Obviously, we're better than them.
So, what do you think of the whole season overall? Like the Pat season, just the NFL season?
It's rocky.
Yeah, dude.
The Pat season was rocky. I mean, we started off with no receivers. Like, Cooks left.
Yeah.
Amendola left.
Yeah.
We cut a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gordon suspended for life. But,
you know. Actually, I saw a report that Goodell might, like, let him back in.
He might,
like, fucking cleans up his game or some stuff. But, I mean, he's got to, like, dude.
No, but you know what? We picked it up.
You did. You
picked up the like, run game. We're just a power team now. It's insane. Like, we've never been like this.
Sony Michel
honestly,
like, changed, like, your team.
And yeah.
Personally, I love Sony Michel. Was on Georgia. The running back now there at Georgia, DeAndre Swift, he was a running back who went to a rival high school. Like, that, we played them in the championship, like, every year.
Nice.
And, like, he dominated us until, like, senior year. Until, like, senior year, like, when, like, our boys, like, on the defensive and offensive line just, like, crushed them. And, like, dude, it was crazy. Like, this catch that happened in the end zone, like, it was, like, bobbled up in the air. Like, this is one of our receivers named Nick. He was, like, bobbled up in the air. They, like, he fucking, like, pulled it in. And, like, literally, like, everybody was, like, holy crap. Like, we just did it. And, like, eventually, like, we all stormed the field. And, like, it was crazy.
That's
but,
awesome.
Dude, winning the championship senior year was really cool. But back to the Pats. No, I think Brady will... I think Brady's going to throw for at least, like, 300 yards, like, three touchdowns. Like, I think he's going to run all over them.
Yeah, I think he will if he needs to.
I think it's a matter of just, like, who, like, I don't know. It's just a matter of, like, his mentality is just insane. Like, it's not even just, like, he has that winning mentality, and that's the thing. Like, that's why people say, like, right now, like, when he retires, well, he said it, you know.
What?
He said, like, there's 0% of him retiring.
And,
I absolutely agree that he shouldn't retire because... doesn't matter his age. He set a goal for 45, but I think that even if he retired after this year, he still is like could win more, and that's the crazy thing.
It's just that's his skill level. That's like what he's at, and it's not like athletic. It's just how he knows the game, like how he reads the defenses.
Yeah.
<It's the goat. laughs> That's not else you could say.
No. So the supposed city of champions, Boston.
Not even supposed.
Hey now. Okay. You haven't been to a championship parade? You were
I
just
have
talking
not.
About
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we were just talking about
that's
that.
That's crazy. Are you gonna go? Like if the Pats win? Like would you go back for it?
Maybe. Like depends when I'm going back the weekend after the Super Bowl, actually.
Okay.
So it would
probably be on like
earlier.
That Thursday.
Yeah.
And like if you don't have class on Friday, like me and you, we both have class on Friday. That's why we're here, people, because we don't have class on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Would have been a snow day anyway.
Yo, yeah, it's snowing. It's laying too. As he came over with his boots and everything, I was like, oh crap, there he is, and I went and picked him up. But so we became friends, for people who don't know this, we became friends through a mutual friend, Kyle.
Yep.
He will eventually be on this podcast. I hope to have him on with like everyone or just him individually to talk about things. He's also a sports management major, which is awesome. But I became friends with Azzy through Kyle, and we just started hanging out a lot more last year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And like I went over your apartment and stuff, and like we just hung out. And
yeah, I was at your apartment a lot.
Yeah. And then we just like hung out a lot, and then we became pretty close.
Yeah.
And then, tennis, man. That's where like we like kind of bonded too, because you play tennis. So, how did you start with tennis? How old were you when you started?
I started at like 4. My mom's really
4?
Into tennis, yeah. So she got me into tennis early. Both my brother and I.
I started around the same age, like 4 to 6. I was in between there. Like, I think I first like really started like playing hard, getting lessons when I was 6. But I mean, any tennis player who like consistently is good usually starts around that age.
Yeah,
which is crazy, but. So one time, Azzy and I, you remember this, it was like 11:30 at night, I'm like, yo, you want to go play tennis? He's like, sure. And we went over the courts, and like, no one was around, like, it was like pitch black, they had the lights on, of course.
It was cold.
It was pretty freaking cold, and like, me and Azzy were just like hitting till like 12:30 at night. Oh, dude, that was so funny. And I remember people were texting me like, yo, is that you guys out on the court? I was like, yeah, it's us. Like, yo, we're committed here. We got to go out there and play.
Yeah.
But like, so
yeah,
Azzy's, yo, he's pretty good. I have to say myself.
Thank you.
Yo, for coming from a tennis family and coaching tennis at a tennis club, I know a good player when I see one. And, you know, I look at my man right there and I say, he's a quality player, if you ask me.
Means a lot.
Yeah. So, Azzy and I would hang out a lot more recently because you just went to Florida, didn't you?
I did.
How was that? You were
visiting my grandfather?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Sweet time to go, too, because it got really cold in Philly that weekend that I left.
It was freezing, dude. Yeah, dude. Oh, you missed so... It was a lot of fun. You missed a lot, and I missed you. But that was the main thing.
Kyle's birthday party.
Oh, well, that kid, he was crazy, but that's all right. everyone was wild in that night. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
We went and got Savas. We got Savas, Matt, Sam, and I. And then we were just, like, rumbling around with our pizzas. And Luke, like, appears out of nowhere with, like, Jules and, like, her friend Meg. And she, Meg's my friend as well. And you know Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I look to my right and I hear... Michael, Luke runs over and like Matt's like, oh shit, and like Sam's like, Luke, and like it was so funny, dude. It was hilarious. But so Azzy and I have been hanging out, and yesterday we were watching The Office, and Azzy's a huge Office fan,
big time.
Yeah. How many times have you seen it, like all the way through?
I've probably seen it like 15 to 20 times all the way through.
I love that.
It's insane.
15 to 20? Yeah. I've only seen like 2 to 3.
Dude, I was watching it like when it was still running on TV, and then I just kept watching it over and over like throughout college.
Really?
Like when I was a freshman, like I just, you know, I'd watch it. Once it ended, I'd just start again at season 1. Like that's what I was doing when I was bored.
See, I watched like the last like 4 seasons when they were still on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. I was one of those only, like, I'm, like, one of the only people ever to, like, start Game of Thrones when it first started.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah. Do you watch Game of Thrones, do you?
Yeah, I just got into it, like, a couple years ago, though.
Okay, well, you finished all the episodes, right? Oh, yeah. So, I started when I was, like, 11. Like, it was weird, but, like, I started when I was...
Is that when it came out?
Yes.
Oh.
What, it's, like, it's 8th season now?
Yeah.
I'm 20, so I think I'm about 12 or 11.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? But anyway, so The Office. Favorite character? Who's your favorite character in The Office?
Stanley.
No, wait, seriously?
Absolutely.
Dude, I had no clue.
What? Who's yours?
Mine's Michael. The only reason it's Michael is because, like, other than his, like, impolitically correctness, he reminds me of me a little bit.
Same name.
Yeah, well, other than that, just his, like, energy. I'm mad. I vibe with that. Yeah. I vibe with Michael's energy.
Yeah.
No one else in The Office, like, has that, you know?
Dude, Stanley got energy.
Stanley's hilarious. Like, yeah. So we were watching Scott's Tots episode, probably the most cringeworthy
Office
episode.
Yeah, if you've seen The Office, you know. Scott's Tots, yeah.
It is like, I literally like had to stand up and like cringe in the corner. And like, as you are like laughing at each other, we're like, oh, it's so bad. Did you say your mom couldn't even watch it?
Yeah, my mom doesn't watch that episode anymore. She gets so sad about the college kids not getting their tuition.
So to explain the episode, Michael goes to this like grade school, and he promises like these, were they in third grade?
They were third grade.
Yeah, he promises these third graders he's going to pay for all their college tuitions if they graduate.
And it's like the episode takes place 10 years later where he has to pay their tuition.
Yeah, and he has no money to pay this tuition. So eventually, like, Michael just like... Mike, they like do this like big like dance routine. They're like, hey, Mrs. Scott, what are you going to do? And like Michael's like sitting there and like he has to go up on the podium and tell them that he can't pay their college tuition. And the way he replaces it is by giving them... laptop batteries. Not even laptops, just laptop batteries. Yeah. Oh, the episode's so good. But no, I love The Office so much. It's a lot of it's so funny. Just so, like every episode.
Great writing,
can't you quote like so many episodes?
Probably.
I feel like I've been like with you quoting them.
I'm sure you have. I haven't been watching it that much recently. Been into other stuff on Netflix, but
what are you watching?
F is for Family.
What is it? What is that?
Seen that?
Is that the cartoon
original
one?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
What's it about?
It's like about this family in like the early 70s, just going through like tough times. Like, you know, they're kind of poor, and it's just kind of sad at some point.
Oh,
like the show,
so
but
is
it's
it
also
serious?
Really, no, it's funny.
Okay, like, so it's more of like a.
It's like dark too at some point.
So,
so
it's
interesting.
Is it more of like a dark cartoon Netflix original?
Was that? It's definitely more of a comedy.
Okay.
So BoJack Horseman. I don't know if you watch BoJack Horseman. It's also a Netflix original. But I know, yeah. It's a cartoon show, but it's like it can get like really dark and sad, but it can be funny too.
Okay, yeah, it's probably the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But Netflix makes some pretty good shows. Have you watched? You watched the Ted Bundy one, right? Did you say that?
Oh, the Ted Bundy videos.
Yeah, yeah, did you watch that?
Yeah,
was that weird?
It was, dude. It was pretty interesting. Really? It was weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I've been trying to look for more shows to watch. So, like, you know, anything right, at this point.
F is for Family. Watch that. It's really worth it. Okay. I watched it over Christmas break with my brother. He showed it to me, and I've seen it twice since, all the way through. Since twice? Christmas break, yeah.
That's
since
pretty.
Overly, it's like 3 weeks.
You watch it twice all the way through?
Yeah. So I mean, it's only three seasons.
Why you watch something, like, right after you watch it, you just, like, watch it all the way through again? Because you just want to watch it again?
Yeah. Because, like, you pick up a lot more stuff.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool. So, you're also really big into basketball. I mean, you helped me play.
Absolutely.
So, we should probably... So, for the people who don't know, we play a lot of pickup basketball. Azzy, me, Rowan, Matt, etc. Just the amount of, you know...
It's a bunch of people.
Just a bunch of people who go and play. So, you know, when I wanted to get better, like, Azzy would help me and stuff. But you've been playing basketball as long as you've been playing tennis, haven't you?
No. I get into basketball, like, when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah. We had a hoop outside my house that my brother and I just never touched when we were kids. Like, we never played on it at all. And then one day, I just remember, like, going in, like, the summer. We had nothing to do, so I just started playing.
You just started playing on the hoop?
That was also, like, that was in, like, 2008, I think, when the Celtics won.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, like, when I got into basketball.
No, that team was so good.
Filthy.
Yeah, that team was so good.
Another reason to love the Celtics.
Did you see the recent trade, like, the Knicks trade?
But the Porzingis? Yeah.
What do you think of that? Who do you think won the trade? I've been talking about this with a couple
of people. I was reading articles, like, this morning, and apparently, I mean, New York just made a huge risk. Because they're, like, banking on, like, getting two superstars in free agency.
But I think it's a matter of, like, if they can actually get them.
Exactly. That's why it's a huge risk.
I mean, they have enough to, like, make two max contracts for people, so they can try to get, like, two huge players.
But the problem is they need to, like, attract people.
Yeah.
And they're not going to attract... They have no one good on the team anymore.
Well, the team
I mean, Dennis
Smith
Jr., like...
Yeah. His ceiling's high.
He
could be like Russell Westbrook esque in a way.
Yeah.
And then I think they could try to get the first pick in the draft, maybe. And that's obviously like it's obviously a convincing factor as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to pull in like Zion or RJ Barrett or someone like that.
Yeah.
You know, like to have like a really like big superstar like help grow him. Like you grew me.
It's
my basketball superstardom.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah. Superstar.
So I like could barely shoot a three, and then as you like all the boys helped me, and like I got so at one point I was really good. Yeah. Like I was like drilling.
It's all about practice.
Yeah,
you just gotta come. Have you been playing?
Not really. Like I've been playing a lot more club squash. So
yeah.
Yeah, I told you this yesterday.
Yeah, how's that going,
dude? It's so cool. Like I just joined like club squash, and like I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a lot different than tennis. Like from a tennis player's point of view. It's so different because like my strokes are still like tennis strokes, but they're not supposed to be at all. Like it's a completely different stroke, and like it's different because like there's not really like there's cross court and like down the line, but like down the line is like when it kisses the wall, and like cross court is like you hit it off like four walls and like hope it goes into like a certain area, and you're like the hell, and like drop shots like you could just try to like hit it as hard as you can, and like you will not overpower someone because there's like walls, so it just like hits the wall and like someone just like you know takes a diagonal to get there. And eventually, like, they keep playing the point out.
Yeah, it's all about angles.
Yeah, it is. And then it's like, a lot different than tennis, because, like, you still have to set your feet and stuff, but, like, you want to, like, control the tee in the box and, like, just, like, lunge to each ball. Like, one or two steps to each ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is not tennis where, like, you have to take, like, a bunch of steps, like, set your feet, adjustment steps, all the et cetera, like, all the other extra stuff. But, I mean, honestly, dude, it's crazy. Wait, aren't you on an intramural team?
Basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We just won last night.
Dude,
I'm not playing. So
dude, I was there. What am I telling you?
Yeah.
There. sometimes I forget things, people, but I was there.
Well, I guess it wasn't last night. It was 2 nights ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I forgot about it a little bit. But no, I was just watching. I was watching them play, and I was sitting next to Azzy. This is why how I didn't. I don't understand why I forgot this. It must be like just like slipped my memory. but no, they are like crushing. They're kicking it.
Yeah.
And then like eventually, like didn't you guys beat them by mercy rule?
Yeah. Well, it was like 65.
That's because they're ballers, people. Yeah. They're balling out.
Can't even take credit.
Yeah, well, so the team. So why didn't you play? Explain to me what happened.
Yeah, I dislocated my knee playing basketball when I got back from Christmas break.
Brutal.
First night playing. Yeah, and I dislocated it.
Oh, that sucks. So, like, when you, like, dislocated your knee, didn't you say you're like, shit, my knee, like, what the hell?
Pretty much, like, I mean, I was just covering someone, he spun, and I don't know what happened, my foot, like, got planted in the ground.
Yeah?
Kneecap popped out. Oof. It was gross. Yeah, it was on the side of my knee instead of straight on.
Oh, that's rough.
And, like, yeah, when I went down, I didn't know what to say, I was just like, oh, fuck, I broke my knee. That's all I could say. I just, like, sat there on the ground. People screamed and ran away from me.
It's like an NBA injury. It's like, oh!
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, they ran away. Yeah. And, like, you're, like, all, you're, like, tripped out by it and whatnot. Yeah. Oh, that's really... So, did you get taken by an ambulance?
Yeah, they stretchered me out.
Stretchered you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been in an ambulance.
It was brutal. Okay.
Like, crazy.
Like, I was holding... I mean, it was crazy. Like, I was just holding my knee up.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to keep it still. And when they stretched me out, like, in the ambulance, every little bump and, like, turn we made, I was like, oh, God. And the guy in the back was being so nice. The EMT, he was trying to talk to me about real estate because I told him, like, he's like, oh, let me show you this book I've been reading. I'm like, he's being really nice. I'm just trying to focus, like, on keeping my knees straight, though, but.
Oh, dude, I feel that. That's, at least he was trying to, like, keep your mind off it. Yeah, like, he was trying to get you distracted.
And, like, I got in the hospital and. All the nurses there. I was sitting in the waiting room for like 45 minutes, waiting for them to pop my knee back in. But all the nurses were just like talking to me. And
did you get like a bunch of like? Better. Did you get like meds for that? Like to make it like feel better?
They gave me fentanyl, but
jeez,
exactly. But they did not give me a lot of it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's
I didn't pass out. Like I was awake for it.
Yeah, that's a trooper right there. This man's a soldier.
That's right. No tears. Didn't cry at all.
Yes, baby. That's what you know. No. No, the only like bad injury I've ever had is when I was playing tennis. I was actually playing Luke, and like me and Luke having like this insane rally, and like I went up to volley at the net, right?
Yeah.
And he gave me this like higher like volley, but like I jump up for it. So I jumped up, right?
Okay.
And like I think I missed it, and then like I just landed like on the side of my ankle, and like eventually, yeah. Recording a podcast. Sorry, interruptions occur sometimes.
Yeah, it happens. We're not in a studio.
Yeah, we're not. By the way, it's snowing outside. It's still snowing. It's laying, and we're not walking right now.
Yeah.
As you did walk to my house.
I did.
But I wanted to record this today so we could get it out pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just kind of scheduled something, and eventually this worked out to be the best day. So,
What was the injury, though, that you...
Oh, I just, like, sprained my ankle.
Okay.
And, like, I remember, like, I had to be out, like, for coaching, because I was just playing, and then I was coaching as well. And, like, I just had to take a break from it. And then, like, eventually, like, I got this, like, weird, like, brace, where it was, like, these, like, huge pillow things, like, on my leg.
Oh,
and, like,
really?
Yeah, and, like, relieved the pressure every single time I, like, stepped. And, like, I remember I was walking around with it, and, like, this is so obnoxious. Like, this thing is super large. I remember, like, I came in, because I could, like, barely, like, walk, and, like, the only thing I could do was, like, feed, pretty much. And, like, my walking was, like, minimal, and, like, it really hurt. Like, it hurt. And, like, I know, like, you've had a bad injury, but like,
yeah.
It hurt. But, like, I just remember, like, I had to get my, like, dad to come pick me up, and, like, I was like, all right, I can't do anything right now. But
yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know that shark, you know the song Baby Shark? It's like, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah, I do know that, yeah.
Dude, did you know that was, like, in the top, like, 100 billboards?
When?
I don't know, this past week or something.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking about that song, and I was like, there's so many other, like, good songs out there, and this is, like, something that's, like, top 100 billboard. I mean, it's pretty catchy. Like, I've had it stuck in my head ever since I started singing it 3 seconds ago.
I mean, that's what sells now. Catchy.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's not just about, like, us. It's about the kids, you know? The kids like a good song.
Sure.
You know?
Gotta think about the kids.
Yeah.
They're the future of the world.
Yeah. Anyway, so, this
Excuse
is...
Excuse me.
Also, the title of this episode is The Wizard of Az. And I told Azzy that title, and he was all for it.
Of course.
Dude, is that such a
Isn't
sick
that a great title?
Yes, dude. I thought of that. I was like, holy crap. Like... But you know, that's so cool. So tell me about like sports management. Like, you know, I like, what classes like do you take? Kyle told me that you recently took like a psychology in sports class or something, where like you talked about like the violence of in sports and like fan bases and the emotions and stuff.
Yeah, it was like sports and society.
Oh, okay, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you listened to my last podcast, so I talked about like, you know, passions and emotions of, you know, fan bases and whatnot, and
Philly fan base.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just Philly fan base, but like other fan base.
Yeah.
I was more defending the Philly fan base because like I said, like they do get a bad rap, and you know, I think people just need to realize that like sometimes like people need to like open their eyes and just see that, you know. And I talked about you in the podcast and like the Pats fans and, you know, Boston fans and whatnot, and
yeah.
They're a passionate fan base as well, and you know that.
Yeah, there's passionate fans every. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
it's all, everyone has the same fans, basically.
Yeah.
There's bad fans and there's good fans. You're a good fan.
Oh, thank you.
Not biased. I mean, but you love your team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly.
You know, just like
I tend to get a little biased.
Yo, Azzy, sometimes I'm just like, I can't get into sports argument. Azzy, he's gonna like destroy me with like his fandom, but like.
Dude, it's just stubbornness.
It's out of stubbornness and love.
Exactly.
It's not even out of like just because like anything else. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
It's because you truly believe in your team too.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like if I asked you if the Pats were in the Super Bowl, like you'd say yes.
Of course,
dude. The Sox, World Series champs.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Studs, dude. Oh, they were so good all year round. They were so good.
They were unreal.
Yeah,
they were
and everyone
so
was like,
good.
I mean, it happened last year, kind of. Like, I'm not a huge Sox fan, but I follow.
Yeah, of course.
They were really good in the regular season last year, and then they kind of fell apart, and people were, like, saying, this year, that's what's going to happen.
No, wow. Dude, they were just, their bullpen, their players, they're hitting was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mookie is the man.
Mookie's a
Mookie freaking bowls.
God.
That's
no,
so cool.
Yeah.
It's like Chris Paul. You know Chris Paul, like, bowls, too?
Oh, yeah.
You
no,
know, like,
Mookie's, like, he's insane at bowling.
I know.
I remember I was at the gym once and I saw like celebrity bowling and
yeah.
He was doing it.
Chris Paul has a bowling like tournament every year, and I think it's like James Harden, like probably like Oscar from The Office, like, you know, those commercials.
Yeah.
I think he was in it this past year.
I think like Trevor Ariza was in that too.
Yeah. Dude, Trevor Wilde.
Dude, that's exactly
that.
What I saw at the gym.
Yeah. I was watching the gym the same time you were in the gym. Yeah, I was watching the same exact thing. Dude, that's
wow.
Crazy. Yeah. So tell me about like, so your parents are real estate agents in Boston. So they sell houses or like properties or just all the above?
It's all of the above. I mean, it's mostly residential, so like houses.
Okay.
Where we're from, because yeah, it's not in Boston. It's like 40 minutes north of Boston.
That's pretty cool.
Beverly. Yeah, my dad's thinking of moving to New Jersey, though.
Just like moving, like his whole like real estate agency, or just moving his.
Well, he works for like a huge national company.
Oh, really?
So
do you know
banker?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They both work for that.
Oh, that's
so.
Pretty cool. Is that how they met?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But yeah. And now, I mean, they're divorced now, but my dad's current girlfriend works for Coldwell Banker, too, in New Jersey.
Wow.
So that's, yeah.
Keeping it in the company.
Exactly. that's why he wants to move down.
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my dad met my my stepmom at the hospital that they both worked at.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my mom met my stepdad at the gym. My stepdad taught boxing, and
oh, that's sick.
My mom went to the same gym, and they met through that. And then my stepmom was a nurse, and my dad is a doctor, you know, cardiologist and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I think like he just asked her out, and that's how they met.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, and they're all together now.
Yeah.
Like they meet in a, you know, a mutual place, and like, but we want to be married, you know. So why do you want to go into real estate? Did you just like the whole like thing, or?
I mean, yeah, both my parents. I've always been kind of interested in it, just because I've been around it my whole life, and it's really, I say it's really easy to get your real estate license. Like, you don't need that much, like, classes, but I failed the test a couple times.
Oh,
I'm
with the
still
one,
taking
not
it.
The one in Philly, right?
The one in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I think you told me that.
Yeah, but that's why I'm going home after the Super Bowl. Are
you going
to
back
take my real
it?
Estate
Have you been studying?
Yeah.
No?
But
is like, how do you study for that? Or is it just like you go and just kind of like...
I have a huge, like...
Book,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Didn't have it before. The other times.
I'm like kind
Hopefully
of like
helps.
I'm kind of like the like my I like I'm doing like engineering and whatnot, but like Luke started out as engineering. I don't know if you knew this, and then he like left the engineering field.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why? Like he left the engineering field because like he didn't really like it. But on top of that, like he started watching Grey's Anatomy because I watch Grey's Anatomy, and he was like, "Yo, this is so cool! Like I could do this. And then he just wants to, like, be more of a people person. And like, that's what he is. He's a people person.
Yeah.
And, like, he loves cardiovascular system. My dad's a cardiologist. So, like, I think he wants to just, like, follow in his footsteps. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really talk to him that much about, like, where he wants. I know he wants to go to med school at least because he's studying, yeah. You know, to go to med school at least.
Does he know where he wants to go?
Med school-wise? I don't think so. I think at this point he's just focusing on, like, some really cool. Like, he just got a really cool co-op. He's working with, like, cancer research. Like, it's, like, sweet. Really sweet. Yeah. And I'm really excited for him. I mean, he's doing something he loves, you know? And, like, that's like...
It's all that matters. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you didn't want to go into, like, anything sports-wise or...
I mean, I do, still. Yeah. Obviously, sports, you know, it's a huge interest to me.
I mean, you love it. Exactly. I mean, I love talking about sports. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
But, you know...
And then, I mean, me and Kyle are still trying to start that company.
Yeah, tell me a little about the company.
So, I mean, we're trying to start an app, basically, for teams that increases fan engagement.
Yeah.
So, it'll pop up, like, trivia questions, QR codes that keep fans engaged while they're at sporting events.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are creating apps. Me, I'm creating this little ditty right here.
That's right. Dude, going places.
Yeah, so, dude, how's it feel to be on Walk Talk? Like, you know, you're my first guest and everything. I gotta ask, like, out of curiosity. Like, you gotta give me the experience.
I mean... Dude, it's just an experience being with you.
Like, just, yes, that's the exact response I was looking for.
Your personality, and I've said it like 1,000 times already, but your personality is so perfect for a podcast. Like, it doesn't get any better.
Dude, thank you. That means so much.
It's a great show.
I'm getting so many people like try to get on this thing. Like Sam is giving me idea.
Everyone
Sam,
wants to be on.
Yo, Sam gave me like such a cool idea for the podcast. Like she wants to do like a wine tasting podcast.
Oh.
Dude, like me and Sam, like pinkies up. It's a dry red. So gonna... Dude, I just can't wait. Great. I can't wait to get more and more people on this because, like, at this point, like, it's becoming like a routine. Like, I've been thinking, like, I think about school and I think about my podcast, and like, that's the two things I think about. And I'm like, yo, this is like so cool. Like, I'll be like, you know, in classes taking notes. I'm like, yeah, engineering economics. I'm a big engineering guy. Wait. Podcast idea. Just write that shit down. And then, back to engineering. Idea! And then I just go back to the drawing board. And, like, that's pretty much what I've been doing. I've just been, like, going back and forth a little bit. And, you know, I have a lot of free time. Yeah. I'm actually taking sports management.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty cool. I had to read the case study. It was on, like, an athletic director and, like, how they, like, cut a certain amount of money from... like a school program and like how you would do it and like what to do and stuff like that. So I was just kind of doing that and it was interesting. I looked up some other articles like MIT cut like in 2009 MIT cut like 8 like programs from their sports like athletic program.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
That is.
Did you know that they had I'm about to tell you. Did you know they had like shooting as one of their sports?
Oh yeah.
Really? I
mean, yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
And they had like alpine skiing. Do a lot of schools have alpine skiing?
I mean, that depends where you are, I guess.
Yeah. Is there, like, a lot of, like, mountains, like, near MIT that they can go, like, alpine skiing, though?
They go out, like...
Yeah. I think that's why they cut it, because, like, the travel expenses were so expensive.
Yeah. But, like, we had a ski team at my high school.
Oh, really?
They'd take a bus up to, like, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you ski, or no?
No.
Not really? Do you snowboard?
I mean... not really. I used to ski like a little, but
I
never really
got into it. Snowboard. I used to snowboard a lot. Like, that was my thing.
Dude, winners for basketball.
Yeah. I feel you. And squash, in my mind.
And squash.
Yeah. But hey, man, I'm really glad, like, you're here.
Dude, so. Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Dude, of course.
It's an honor.
Honestly, like, as he came over to my place and, you know, I showed him the second episode, and I wanted him to listen to it because I wanted someone to listen to it before I publish it to all you beautiful, wonderful, amazing people. And I was like, yo, Az, you gotta listen to this. And like while we were listening, I was like I said, we were just like sitting there. I was like, yo, you need to be like my first guest. And he was like, dude, I'd be honored, right? That's exactly how the conversation went. But so what type of music are you listening to these days? I know like you don't really listen to a lot of crazy shit, but
yeah. Not a lot of crazy shit.
I mean, you listen to, like, the Eagles, right? And stuff like that?
Sure. Yeah, I listen to, like, 80s.
80s stuff? All right.
I mean, like, you know, that's what my dad was into. That's what I grew up listening to.
Yeah, I feel that. No, I like a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. little country mixed in.
Oh, really? You're a country guy. Who do you like? Zach Brown Band?
Luke Bryan.
Oh, okay.
Zach Brown, yeah, it's okay.
Oh, you don't like Zach Brown?
I mean, yeah, some of the songs are good.
No, saying you chicken See? Fried. No, saying fried. Yeah, that's like...
that's a great song.
So, like, everyone I know, like, goes to that Zach Brown concert. Like, even my aunt and uncle, like, they go to the Zach Brown concert. Yeah. And, like, you know, I've heard of people, like, getting, like, tickets, like, some of my friends getting tickets to, like, the medical tent.
What?
Yeah, it was...
Wait, you get tickets to the medical tent?
No, you don't get...
What did you say?
They get tickets to the concert, right?
Oh, okay.
And they, like, and then they pregame a lot.
To the medical
they got pregame a lot. And they're like, oh! Like, they're like stumbling and crap and, like, eventually get taken to the medical tent. But then they're all right in the end. You know, that's the positivity that we're looking for, that everyone makes it out alive.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you live right down the street from me. How's the house? How's the house situation?
House is good.
That's good.
Yeah. Four roommates.
Yeah. So, Azzy lives literally, like, two blocks away. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool because I can walk to his house whenever I want and knock on his door and be like, I'm here. And he can come get me. He may be a little slower because of the knee, but that's all right. But it's been better. He's been moving quicker.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
A lot of his housemates are my friends as well, so I'll go over and hang out with all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all boys.
Clay Nick, Mojo.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out, yeah.
Yeah, give them one. They'll love that. But Sam, I didn't tell anybody that you were coming to
my house. I didn't tell anyone either.
Dude,
so.
everyone's gonna be shocked. Well, yeah. I mean, Anthony knows now because he came.
Intruded.
He didn't intrude. I locked the door and then he was just bagging up.
Guy thinks he owns his house.
No, we love him. We absolutely love that kid. And we love everyone who listens, and that's a big thing. And have you been wait, what was I about to say? Have you seen you saw the games last time, right? Kyle came over and watched the Nets. They lost by 3. Sixers beat the Warriors.
I saw the Sixers beat the Warriors, yeah.
That was Ben impressive. Simmons' yeah. best NBA game ever.
Really?
Yes.
So I only saw that, like, you texted me and, like, told me that they were up by 9. That's when I turned it on.
Yeah.
Like, dude, in the end of the game.
That was Ben Simmons' best NBA game ever. And, like, the Warriors were missing Klay. But that's still, they're still going to be on 4 All-Stars. Well, I guess technically since Draymond didn't make it. They're all been All-Stars. Let's put it like that.
It's 4 All-Stars.
It's 4 All-Stars. And, like, for the team we have, like, that struggles sometimes, like, I'm very glad that they beat them in their own stadium. And Ben was the best player on the court. I know you're not a big fan of him, but he was playing very well.
I'm not a big fan of him, but I know, like, he's a stud.
Yeah.
He's going to be so good.
Well, his ceiling is so high.
Yeah.
Like,
because all he needs is a jump shot.
Yeah. And he just...
You can develop that.
Yeah. He needs time to develop it. He gets so much hate for it. But, like, that game last night should be, like, after he was, you know, committed to the All-Star game, that should be his, like, launch pad. Like, he should go from there to just being, like, the best he can be. And that's my opinion.
Was he shooting jump shots last game? Is that why?
He shot, like, 2. But I'm talking about, like, in a way, like, he was the best player on the court yesterday. Like, and I'm talking about, like, he should go from that game and, like, climb up the mountain and, like, keep going.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But, you know. So, Kyrie, man, that's crazy. I was just discussing that with you. What do you think of the Celtics team overall? Like, we didn't really get to discuss that much.
It's all right. I mean,
yeah.
What can you say about a perfect team? Okay, you're drinking water.
Yeah, I was drinking water, and I almost spit it out everywhere. That was too good. Okay, what makes your team perfect?
We're solid everywhere. We have a lot of great defenders.
Okay.
A lot of wing defenders, too, which is perfect for the NBA.
There's a lot of frustration with Hayward, though, recently. What do you think about that? Yeah, I mean, you're going to defend him.
I mean, I love him, yeah, but he still, like, looks like he's playing timid.
Yeah.
And scared out there, which, I don't know, it makes sense.
But, I mean, did you see the injury? My God.
Of course I saw it.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Dude, I think the person who's going to be, like, really excited for this podcast is Kyle.
I mean, Kyle's excited for everything.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Kyle loved my last podcast because we were talking about it a little bit, and, like, he was like, yeah, that was pretty good. And then he sent me, like, a picture of, like, this old Bleacher Report article from, like, 2016 talking about, like, Eagles fans. I'm like, I literally talked about every single bit of this in the last episode. But, yeah. Anyway, man, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything else you want to say? Like, I'm just, like, really glad you came and just wanted to be on the podcast.
Dude, okay. I didn't even have anything else to say. Just, like, conversation with great friends. That's all it is.
Of course, man. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Guys, like, I'm going to try to get more people on. Azzy knows that. I've been talking to him about it.
Definitely.
I want this to just expand to more and more people because, you know, I love each and every one of you audience members. No matter if I don't know you or I do know you, if you're listening from another planet or if you're listening from this planet, you're still going to be, you know, in my heart. And that's the main thing. And I want you guys to know. I'm super excited for the next podcast. Isn't that right, buddy?
That's right.
Was that the bad knee?
No, that wasn't.
I hit his knee. I hit his knee as a joke, and I was hoping I didn't hit his bad knee. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. This was the third episode of Walk and Talk. Thank you, Azzy, for being here. You're the man. I love you, brother.
Damn right.
Love you, guys. Too. This is Michael DeAngelis, and we're signing off.